Alex is bored.
Okay. Today on the potty, I'm going to ask you questions about music that are unanswerable.
Oh, good.
Stop licking. You're not. Okay, well, I mean, their opinions, I guess, would be a better way. So, like, for example, who do you think the best songwriter is of all time?
Whoa, that is a hard one.
You're gonna say somebody terrible.
Willie Nelson.
Okay.
That's a good one.
I
think Johnny Cash is a good songwriter. And Kurt Cobain.
Johnny Cash had so many songs that are not. Like, what do you think is a good Johnny Cash song?
Well, I think Ghostwriters in the Sky, you know, the one we heard this afternoon, is a good Johnny Cash song. What made him write that? Where did that come from?
Oh, I think that's easy. I think the, like, fictional ones that are just about story are the easiest songs to write. Actually, I think songs like Polly by Nirvana are, like, the really hard ones. They're just kind of like double meaning, deep but not obvious kind of things. And, I don't know, I think songs like that are actually pretty easy. But I do think Johnny Cash is a good songwriter. But, like, another one, what do you think? Because a lot of his songs weren't even wrote by him, really.
Well, I was just thinking about Ghostwriters in the Sky because we heard it today.
So you don't actually think it was
Lucinda.
Yeah, I agree with that. Listen to Williams.
Although, I don't like her style of writing as much as I do Kurt Cobain's.
What do you mean? Her style?
Well, I mean, it's all about... What is the difference between Lucinda's lyrics and Kurt Cobain's lyrics?
I mean, there are differences, but it's not like a style thing.
Well,
I always call Lucinda the great Southern poet. I mean, she,
well, she's the poet of love for the, I mean, no, she's...
What? That is...
She's always talking about losing your love.
That's not a poet of love.
Oh, yeah.
And that'd be the poet of, like...
Not love.
Yeah.
Of breaking up. And Kurt Cobain seems more interested in the overall world. Philosophy.
Yeah, he. The most obvious one that most people say you haven't even mentioned yet. You want to take a stab?
Willie Nelson?
You already mentioned him.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, like, what most people consider the best songwriter of all time.
I don't know.
Really?
You're not going to say the Beatles.
No. I actually think they have an argument, but... Well, John Lennon and Paul McCartney have an argument, but you really don't know?
No,
like, you can't think of Bob Dylan?
Oh. Well, he certainly, before his time...
I mean... Well, he would... Okay, if you say that, then he'd still be before his time, because we haven't reached the time that... Songwriting was...
As good as his?
Like his. I don't think saying before his time is really a good...
Well, maybe not, but... his songs are always so unhappy.
You just talked about Lucinda and Kurt Cobain. Their songs are always unhappy.
Right.
And Willie Nelson.
Lucinda's songs, while the lyrics are unhappy... It doesn't make you feel unhappy.
That's not true.
Oh, well, I think it's true. Kurt Cobain's make you feel unhappy.
Go listen to Side of the Road or Frisk My Labor or...
Lucinda?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just talking about the ones that I know or that I, you know, have heard.
But... So you are actually trying to make the argument that Bob Dylan isn't a good songwriter?
No. But maybe not the best.
I don't know. I think he's pretty... has to be... I mean, he has to be up there. I mean, that's what made him popular. That's what, like, his whole
thing. Well, he was something new. He was totally something new.
Do you like Bob Dylan?
Yes.
Well, then what do you like about him if you don't like his songwriting?
I didn't say I didn't like his songwriting. I said he wasn't the best songwriter ever.
Okay, so what do you not like about it is what I'm asking.
What is imperfect about it, you mean?
What do you not like about it?
It's pretty aggressive. It's pretty in your face.
You just talked about Kurt Cobain.
He doesn't sound as aggressive as Bob Dylan does.
That doesn't even make any sense. Like his actual lyrics or the way he sings?
Both. Well, yeah, Kurt Cobain's lyrics are pretty in your face, right?
Bob, they're one of like the most in your face bands out there. Well, that's not true, but they're really in your face. Well, so what's your final answer?
Willie Nelson.
So what's your favorite Willie Nelson song?
Not even one he recorded. I Fall to Pieces.
Whoa. He did record that, but yeah.
Oh, did he?
I think. I'm pretty sure that's like a pretty well-known song.
It was recorded by Patsy Cline. That was the big hit.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure he recorded it a long time. Dolly Parton is another one that is always up there.
She's, yeah. But I wouldn't put her in the best songwriter. I don't even know what a song's supposed to be. You know.
What? Well, that's kind of the point. A song is nothing until someone makes it something. I think, if I had to pick one, I would say Kurt Cobain, probably.
Well.
But he just has such a little catalog that's almost unfair to pick him. Because, like, Willie Nelson has so many more songs that's, like, of course, on average, Kurt Cobain's going to be better because he had so much less music. I don't know. I also think John Lennon and Paul McCartney have a really strong argument. Because.
I don't know. I just. Their songs always seem. I seem to think that they're kind of superficial.
And, well, I mean,
goofy.
Yeah, but that's just a not correct opinion of it. I mean, well, no, that's actually just not correct. It's not an opinion. I mean, they have albums dedicated just about war. And you just don't see it, though.
Like, you want to explain it to you. I guess I just don't see it. Which the albums are about war?
Sgt. Pepper's. Revolver was a lot about, not war, but just political stuff in general. I mean, they have a lot of pop hits, but they also go kind of deep. Especially Abbey Road is really kind of political.
Well, I guess that, you know, when I first heard the Beatles, it was in their very early phase, and they were, you know, kind of goofy and had...
Yeah, I mean...
Different hairdos, and I just thought people liked them because it was something new.
Don't you like the Beatles a lot?
Huh?
Well, yeah, I mean, no shit.
Because it was something new and trendy, and that they wouldn't last. And while I don't believe that, I don't think that now, it probably still affects my perception of them.
Well, my God, you were wrong.
Yes.
That's like... literally created modern music and you're like, eh.
Well, I don't know enough to say that, but
say
I mean,
what?
Obviously they're great.
Say what?
To say that they created modern music.
They did.
Really?
It's not even like a, what do you think the Beatles are like known for?
Well, they,
I mean, it's not like,
I don't know.
Most people don't even like their music now. They just, but like everybody just has like a mutual, like a respect for them because they're just like obviously the greatest. Like, it's so, like, far ahead of any other person that's ever done music. It's, like, even people who only, like new rap music will be like, yeah, I mean, the best ever is the Beatles.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's not even, like, a debate for most people. That's, like, it's, like, Tom Brady or Michael Jordan. It's just, like, yeah, I mean, they just are. Well, now people think LeBron's, but anyway. But, yeah, I mean, it's just because, like, I mean, well... The music theory was... I mean, if you think about it...
Well, how were they different?
How are they different?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the drum, for one. I mean, Ringo's drum was so different. Bass guitar. I mean, the way they incorporated bass guitar and guitar at the same time was so different.
Really? Other people hadn't done that?
Not. They had upright basses and a little bit of bass guitar, but no one ever put, like, drums, bass guitar, and guitar together. I mean, they were the first to ever do that.
I did not know that.
I mean, it's the way that modern music is. I mean, you might have, like, a few, boop, 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 like, yeah, a few whatever, but, like...
But the constant...
Like, bass guitar, guitar, and drum. Drums, like, drum sets, the way that they use it, were not used that way before the Beatles.
I did not know that, but when I think about it, I guess that's right.
I mean, yeah. The harmony was so different.
The what music?
The harmony.
Oh.
I mean, just the, almost just the basicness of it. I mean, it's not basic, but just kind of basic sound. Just, I mean, like, you know, it's not just like picking an acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
Or picking an electric guitar. It's just like total, like... It's like that type of stuff instead of like...
Yeah.
Yeah, they're rock.
Okay.
Well, I mean, they're rock and roll, which is technically different, I guess, but same kind of thing. Yeah. So, I don't know how you didn't know the Beatles were, like, considered the best of all time. That doesn't even...
Well, I know that... I guess I knew that some people consider them the best of all time.
Yeah, I mean, they, like, aren't... It's not like a... Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, most people, if you ask them, would consider maybe not their favorite, but the best bands of all time to be Led Zeppelin and the Beatles. Like, one and two. And then, like...
Led Zeppelin would be better than the Beatles?
No.
Oh.
But, like, Beatles number one, Led Zeppelin number two, and then, like, a pretty far drop off.
Even Pink Floyd?
Pink Floyd was after Led Zeppelin. Well, I mean, Syd Barrett, Pink Floyd was, like, maybe a year or two later, but, like... Dark Side, The Moon, The Wall, or later. Dark Side was 73, and then Wall was 79. So Led Zeppelin had already gone through their prime by 79. That was actually their last album ever that year. In Through the Outdoor. Anyway, okay. Best guitarist of all time. There's
only... Brian May.
Okay.
Then Jimi Hendrix.
Not your favorite, the best. There's a difference. But if you think, I'm just pointing that out, not.
That's what I would say.
Yeah.
What would you say?
I mean, I think Jimmy Page and Jimi Hendrix are pretty clearly one and two. But.
Jimmy Page is who?
Led Zeppelin. I mean, they're pretty. I think. For me and most people, they're pretty, like, they're up here and everybody else is kind of down here.
Is Brian May?
Yeah. I mean, I love Brian May. And you know he played with a coin? That's why he had that really weird sound. part of the reason. Anyway, I love Brian May, but it's not as good as Jimi Hendrix or Jimmy Page. But, okay, best guitar riff of all time.
No, I don't even know what a guitar riff is exactly.
What do you?
I think it's like a brief section played just by the guitarist.
That's a solo.
Oh, okay. What's a riff? Play one for me.
Okay. Like that's Come As You Are?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Like. It's non-chords guitar noise that isn't a solo. It's like a small, like, bar or two that repeats itself.
Play some more for me that you know. What's that?
Heartbreaker, Led Zeppelin.
What about the Stones?
I mean, they have one.
Yeah. What's your favorite Led Zeppelin riff?
All Apologies, Nirvana. Oh, that's not my... But my favorite Led Zeppelin riff? Maybe Misty Mount Hop. Song's about doing acid with hobbits. I don't know if it actually is. But maybe Heartbreaker. Maybe Dazed and Confused.
We did Dazed and Confused.
Maybe How Many More Times? These are also getting into like bass riffs.
What's that?
How Many More Times, Led Zeppelin? I mean, and then of course there's Stairway. I won't. Maybe.
Do you know any Brian May riffs?
He doesn't really have riffs, that's the issue. Like the Beatles, they don't really have riffs. I mean, like Day Tripper. Even Black. This isn't really technically a riff.
What's that?
Blackbird.
Oh yeah.
But anyway, what do you think is the best riff now that you know what it means?
Maybe Come As You Are.
Yeah, that's what I thought you might say.
But the Beatles, Day Tripper is a good one too.
Yeah, that's a good one. I mean, I think the best is probably Sweet Child of Mine.
What's that?
God damn it.
Does it have to be that high?
No, but that's how they play it, I guess.
Is that right?
Are you really trying to question? What?
It doesn't sound...
It's because it's not an electric guitar.
Oh. Okay.
What do you think I'm doing wrong? Enlighten me.
Well, I don't even know that song, so of course I don't know if you're doing it. I think I'm thinking of some other riff that sounds a little bit like that, but not that. I don't know.
I don't even know what. Okay, anyway, so Come As You Are. Okay, what's the best singing performance? Like, you listen to the song and you're like, holy shit, how do they sing that song? Not singer, but one song that is sang.
Bohemian Rhapsody. Did you think I'd say that?
Yeah, I did think you'd say that, but I don't. It's kind of complicated since there's so many singing, but... I might go Twist and Shout by the Beatles.
Come on, baby, twist and shout. Shake it up, baby.
That's not the Beatles.
Okay.
What? You know, like, down, 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 down. How does that go? I think it's like... Twist and Shout Beatles. Twist and Shout. Come on, come on, come on, come on, baby.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
No,
singing.
You weren't. Let me, like, sing it. That's not what you're doing. Twist and Shout. Wait, come on, baby, now. Bow down. Twist and Shout. Twist and Shout. Come on, come on. That's not what you were singing.
Well, that's what I was trying to sing. But, you know, that that's somebody else's song, originally.
Yeah, but not the way they did it, but yeah.
Was it Chubby Checker?
Yeah, it was. But they changed it a little bit. But he had a cold while singing that, John Lennon. That's why it's like so like... Argh! But I like it. And maybe... I'm trying to think. Maybe Where'd You Sleep Last Night, though. I mean, that one is pretty like... gut-wrenching.
And then the last verse where he sings it, you know.
That's what I'm, yeah, that part. I mean, that's what I think makes it in the conversation. I think... I'm trying to think of another, like, just amazing... I can't think of any Stone songs where he sings, and I'm like, whoa. I'm trying to think of, like...
I'm trying to think of a woman.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's actually interesting. I can't think of a good woman. Good woman. Actually, Dolly Parton is the only woman we've talked about while talking about any of this. Now, let me think of a...
I mean, Lou Harris and Joan Baez, I guess, you know, they're...
They're people, but...
I mean, Lou Harris, well, okay, I don't know.
What?
I like her, that's what I was going to say, and I like Joan Baez a lot, too.
But what does that have to do with anything?
I thought you were trying to think of a woman singer.
No, I can think of tons of women singers, just not...
Not a particular song, but...
Or even, like, a guitar riff or anything. Ooh, another good guitar riff is Running Down a Dream. Song of all time is.
Oh my gosh.
You're really having trouble? I thought there would just be two that just.
Well, Hey Jude and.
Bo Rap. Yeah.
And I guess I would say. And this is a switch for me, guess, but I would say Bohemian Rhapsody is my favorite of all time.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to throw another song. What do you think the best, okay, yeah, I can get behind that. Single person song, though. Non-band.
Okay.
Now I'm trying to think of...
Maybe I Fall to Pieces.
That's interesting.
It's a great song.
Who is that?
Patsy Cline.
That's who sings it, yeah.
You know, she was killed in an automobile, a plane crash.
The one music fact you know that everybody else knows. Wait, she's not dead?
Patsy Cline? She's been dead a long time.
Yeah, maybe.
Longer than Buddy Holly.
No. What? You think Patsy Cline was around like the 40s?
50s.
And you think she died a long time before Buddy Holly?
Mm-hmm.
You think she
died? I don't know how long she died before Buddy Holly.
Oh, I thought you said.
Okay, Patsy Cline.
That doesn't... Wow. I mean, he died in what, like 57, 58, 59 maybe? I don't know.
He was born in 32 and she died in 1963.
I think that was after.
Well, let me check. Maybe you're right.
I don't know that. Good. Go, Grandma. Who's the best dead musician? Kurt Cobain.
You're right. He was born in 36 and died in 59.
Yeah, I thought he died in... Who do you think the best dead musician is?
Mozart.
I think it's Kurt Cobain, probably.
That's right, he's dead.
Or Freddie Mercury.
I don't think of either one of them as being dead.
Or...
They haven't been dead long enough.
They've both been dead like 30 years.
Wow.
I mean, Freddie Mercury died literally like 30 years ago, like last year, I think.
What about Kurt Cobain?
28, I think it was 1994.
I want to see a picture of him. Is it K or C?
K. You've never seen a picture of Kurt Cobain?
I have, but I don't remember what it looks like. Oh, yeah, they always have this picture.
Is it the one at MTV Unplugged? Can I see it?
Oh, that's a different one.
That's such a terrible photo.
I know. It doesn't even look like it.
Here, let me. Why were you on fucking Wikipedia instead of just going to images? Okay. Bro had no response.
Well, I want to see what you...
I just searched up his name and went to images. If you go
to I know.
Wikipedia. Okay. Maybe John Lennon. No. Who is the best singer? It's either Freddie Mercury. I think it's Freddie Mercury. Who do you think the best drummer is of all time?
Gosh, I have no idea. I would say Ringo Starr.
Okay, that's...
Or that one-armed drummer. I don't know who he played with.
He played for Death Leopard, maybe? No, not... Or was it Death Leopard? Maybe it was... I don't know. It was some shitty band. But you know he wasn't one-armed until, like, the middle of it? But that's such a terrible fit. You're just saying that because he's disabled.
Well, I don't.
Can you name three drummers?
I can't even. Okay, Ringo Starr. That's it.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the drummer for Led Zeppelin?
I don't know.
Who the best bass player is of all time?
I have no idea.
Can you name a single bass player?
No.
You can't name a single bass player?
No.
Wow. So, be combined... Okay, wait, let's play a game. How many guitarists, bassists, and drummers can you name? And the guitarists can't be singers.
I don't know. Not maybe... Five guitarists.
Okay, who?
Oh, no. Well, Brian May.
He doesn't sing in Queen, so I'll count it.
That's the only one I can think of that's not a singer.
So, between guitarists, bassists, and drummers, you can only name one.
Yeah.
And it's one of probably the top 5 or 10 most known guitarists of all time.
That's
Jimmy
it.
Page.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy Page.
Keith Richards. Slash. I'm trying to think of ones that you would know. Do you know who plays guitar for Pink Floyd?
Do I have what?
Do you know who plays guitar for Pink Floyd?
Uh-uh.
That's the same dude who sings. We were just talking about him, because I said he hums all of his guitar solos before he plays them. It's the singer. Yeah. It's the singer.
Yeah. But he didn't finish up with...
No, he was the second guy.
Oh, okay. I don't remember his name. David Gilmour.
Yeah, holy shit. Good job. That just all of a sudden came out of you.
Right, that things just whirl around in my brain. Every once in a while I catch the right one.
Wow, that was amazing.
Well, you said David.
Yeah, but...
We've been talking about him this afternoon.
Yeah, I know. That's how little of you, I think, of your memory.
Well, you're right.
I was joking. I didn't mean to make you depressed. She had this really sad look on her face and, like, looked away, and she was
Well, the sadness is because I do have such a hard time retrieving words and people. Not because you think that. Because it's true.
I'm going to say something, and this isn't targeted at you. This is, you're just happening to do it right then. So now I'm going to say it, but it's not just about you.
Okay.
In general, I hate when people bitch and complain about the most, like, random, like, disabilities. I mean, that's not a disability, but, like, things like that, they're like, God, I have such bad stomach pain. Or, like, blah, blah, blah. You know? It just really annoys me. Because, like... I don't know. There's so many people that go through, like, so much worse.
Right.
Like, I have, like, the thing where, like, I faint and get close to faint. I have to watch my blood pressure. I have the eye stuff, obviously, and really bad IBS. And I hardly ever bitch about physical ailments. And if I can get through it, then, like, most people can get through it. Now, someone with, like, fucking, like, cancer or, like, something like that, you know, like, bitch all you want. Or, like, Rebecca, bitch all you want. But, like, someone who's, like... My eyesight is 20/40, but 20/20 with glasses. Pray for me. It's like, dude, come on.
I understand. But people are different. People have different abilities, too.
Yeah, but, like, you can still not... It doesn't matter. anybody can get over having a small medical issue. Most everybody has at least one.
Right. I understand.
Like, most people, like, I mean, it just amazes me how, like, and the more I deteriorate, the more, like, I notice it. It's just, like, there are so many people with so much worse than you. And I'm not even talking about myself. Like, I don't complain because I don't think I have the right thing to complain because I'm not, like, broken enough. Like, there's just so many people that are, like, so much worse than, like, these people who just bitch and complain. Or, like, same with mental illness. Like, I've been in a mental hospital and have terrible anxiety and depression, and I hardly ever, like, bitch about it. Like, I talk about it, but I don't, like, complain about it, really.
No, that's true. You don't.
And, like, there's...
But people are different, Alex.
But you can't say that. I mean, that's like saying, well, this guy murdered somebody because he's different.
You don't know what goes on in somebody else's head.
It doesn't matter what goes on their head. I don't care what goes on their head.
You just care what comes out of their mouth.
Yeah. Like, you can think whatever you want. Like, I've always said, if someone's, like, racist or sexist or ableist and they just keep it to themselves and it doesn't alter their decision-making, go for it, I guess. Whatever floats your boat, man. But, like, the moment it impacts other people's lives is the moment that becomes not okay. Same with that. Like, just don't bitch about it. It doesn't matter. No one cares.
Well, that's true.
Like Queen said, don't just kill yourself because nobody gives a crap or whatever they do. Or no.
Nobody cares, I think.
Oh, yeah, nobody cares. Yeah. That's true. Like, get the fuck over yourself. I mean...
Well...
I'm just saying, someone who goes online and, like, I had a panic attack... This one singular panic attack. It's like, no one, like, why are you putting this on Twitter, dude? Like, like, you're not special.
Right.
Like, you're not interesting or special because of that. It's like, people just like to, like, use that, like, status promotion.
Right.
That's so stupid. I don't know why I went on this rant. I don't remember. Oh, because you said something. But I'm not talking just about you. You don't do it that much, actually.
Well, I do it some, especially about my memory.
Yeah, but you also do have terrible memory, so...
I do have a terrible memory.
What?
And it's getting worse. It's not exactly a terrible memory. I just can't bring up words. I mean, that's the worst part. Word retrieval.
No, don't end it. Just you don't get to end it.
Okay.
You don't get to hit the red X.
Well, hit the red X, honey.
No. Final words.
Time to hit the red X. That's my final word.
No, you gotta give a real... Well, if you could give a future teacher one piece of advice, what would it be?
Don't teach until you get older.
Oh, I think that's terrible advice.
Well, I don't know what advice.
I think that's terrible advice, though.
Well, it's hard to give advice for teaching these days.
Yeah. Well, also sucks to be adults because kids got the bad end of school for a year, so time to get paid back, oldies. I mean, I do think being a teacher is very underappreciated, blah, 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 blah.
I do, too.
I'm just saying, it's always been this way. It's just one of those things that goes back and forth, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, in 30 years, teachers will be back on, like, having...
Probably a lot less than 30, probably 10.
No.
Well, when there's a shortage, and there's going to be a shortage because it's a hard gig right now. Be a public school teacher.
I mean, who wants to be in a public school? Nobody. Every single person that's in a public school does not want to be in what a public school is. Like, the idea of it, I think a lot of people would be fine with. Like, I'd be fine with school if it wasn't the complete... Well, I mean, I like my school now, but, like, in general.
You've got a better school than most, seems like to me. But, you know, there... It seems like there are too many people And not enough teachers. Too many students and not enough teachers. Sing you to sleep as he hits the red lights.
I can't sing. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Penis. Fuck. Dick. I had to make up for what I didn't say. And now she's gonna bitch about it all the time. My name's Grandma. Don't cut in the podcast. That's what you sound like.
One of these days you'll know what I mean.
No, I won't.
Okay, well, I hope you don't.
No one is ever gonna listen to this podcast and be like, oh, we can't hire him. He cussed in a podcast when he was 15. That's never gonna happen.
Well, maybe.
And no one will ever even fucking find this podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, like, there's like two people that listen. Seriously.
Well, are there two people who listen regularly?
I don't know who they are.
Oh.
But if you're one of them, you should.
I haven't listened to the late ones, to the recent ones.
Could you imagine listening to this? That would be so terrible.
I don't think so, because we're honest.
Yeah, but it's still not entertaining.
Well, I mean, overall, a lot of times it's terrible. But I don't think I'd be that bored listening to it.
Yeah, but you don't get bored. That's true. I mean, we just don't have a good flow because you're so old and take forever to talk.
Oh, my gosh.
On next podcast.
No, Alex.
Guys, I'm really sad. Do you know why I'm sad?
No.
Because my grandma got ran over by a car.
Oh.
I mean, I haven't done it yet, but she's going to.
You've got, like, several grandmas.
I'll talk about you.
Oh.
Did you hear the second part?
Run over by a car?
Did you hear the second part?
That she hasn't yet, but she's going to?
No, I said, I haven't done it yet, but I'm going to.
Well.
Okay, bye bye. Oh. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
What's going on?
This is a music theory lesson for Grandma.
Yes, it's a music theory lesson for Grandma, who's very, very thick about music theory.
Thick?
What? Thick-headed. Dumb.
I mean, I know what you mean. That's just a really weird way of putting it. Anyway, do you even know what music theory means?
I think so. I mean, I think it's what makes music work.
Yeah. Okay. So we've talked about, I'm going to give you a quick little quiz of what we learned already.
Okay.
So you know what's a note?
A note is a specific sound. Musical sound.
That's a terrible explanation, but I know you know what a note is, so I'm just going to move on.
Well, no. You give me your definition of a note.
I'll tell you what it is. It's not a specific musical sound.
What is it?
Okay. Do you know what? And you know what an interval is?
Yes.
Okay. Explain it.
An interval is the space between sounds.
What do you mean by space?
The silence between sounds.
No.
Okay. What is an interval?
An interval is like how many half steps in between them.
Okay.
So like an E, F, or well, that's a confusing example. So A flat. That's a half step.
Okay.
A, B.
I understand what an interval is now.
Two half steps or major second. B flat. Three half steps or minor third. Anyway, do you know? Okay. What's a chord?
A chord is like three notes that agree with each other.
Okay, so that's what we're gonna go in depth about today.
How in depth can it be?
It's
very in depth.
So you think you could figure out a chord easily?
No.
Okay, so let's take, for example, a G chord on a guitar. Six notes. I'm fretting only three strings. G. Okay, so this is an E. So this is an E string. So you fret the third. That's three half steps, which is a G. Because E, F, F sharp. Boom. See what I'm saying? E, half step, moving half step down, one fret down. F, another, moving another
so
fret down.
Is half. One fret a half step?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, so E. E sharp is on a note, so it's E. E and B don't have sharps. Every other note does.
Why don't E and B have sharps?
They just don't. E, F. What would come after F?
G.
No. E, F. F sharp.
Oh.
G. That's what I'm fretting. I'm fretting the third fret of the E string, which is a G. I'm fretting the second fret of the A string, which is a B. Then open D string, open G, open B, G. Notice anything?
No.
G, B, D, G, B, D. It's only three notes.
Oh.
So what a chord
you're playing all six, but it's only three separate notes. Well, distinguishable notes.
That's a terrible way of thinking about it. There's more, it's just, there's multiple notes. I mean, so like there's multiple E's on the fretboard. So like there's an E, 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 there's an E. Like there's a bunch of E's. There's a bunch of everything. So if you say a note, I can play like six different notes. I mean, same note, but in different
octaves.
So when you're making a chord, all you have to do is find the root note, which is like, if it's a G chord, then the root note is G. If it's E, then it's E. To make it a major chord, which is not the sad one, basically, you find the third.
So it would be...
So it'd be three half steps.
Three half steps.
Up. So if you're like finding the, you know, the third of a B, then it'd be like B. You know, okay, let's do this. B. What would that note be?
B flat.
No. No. E. There is no sharp for B, which I said earlier.
Oh, so it would be... G?
No.
E?
Are you just guessing?
Yeah.
Just move it up a half step.
Move what up a half step?
The B. Why would it be G? We just went over this.
E?
No.
B sharp?
I just said there isn't a B sharp. Oh my god.
Well then what is it?
C.
Oh, I forgot about C.
You're just moving it up a half step. And everything just goes in like alphabetical order. So C, C sharp, D. So D is the major third, I mean the minor third. Shit, I'm doing this wrong. God damn it. Forget everything I just said.
Thank God. No problem forgetting everything you just said.
It's second. So you'd find the second instead of the third. If you find a third, that would make it a minor chord. So let's do it for B again. So B.
C. C sharp.
Yep. So, if you're playing a B chord, you play the root note, which would be a B, the second, which would be a C sharp, and then the major fifth.
What if you want to... How do you know which one's major and which one's minor?
What do you mean?
You said a major fifth. What about a minor fifth?
That's not a thing. Because... it's actually not really a major fifth. Just think of it as a fifth.
It's a fifth, okay.
The only thing that's major minor that you would worry about right now when making chords is major second, minor third. So if you're making a chord, fine. Go two half steps up of the root note. That makes it a major. Three half steps, make it a minor.
It's so mathematical.
Not really. It's pretty basic math. You're just moving up like one or two. It's not that complicated. You're overthinking it, I think.
Oh.
You probably never heard that before. So, literally, when you're playing a G, you're playing the root. That's a G. B. D. D is the fifth. G. B. G.
What was the fifth?
B. G, I mean G A B C D. When you're doing fifths or sevenths, well, when you're doing fifths, it's not half steps, it's full steps, sort of. That's more complicated. That's why we're just going to focus on the second and third.
I'm so in the dark.
What part are you confused by?
Well, when you go at it really slow and explain it to me, then I understand it. But once you...
What part do you understand?
I don't understand what the difference between thirds and fifths.
And so, okay, yeah. It's just how many... What the interval is between the root note and a note that you play. So to make a chord, all you need is the root note. Do you know what the root note is? It would just be... If you're playing a B, then it's a B note. If you're playing a B flat, then it's a B flat.
Right.
So on and so forth. Then the second, which is two intervals up. So B is... I mean, so B, C, C sharp. That's two half steps up. You see? Okay. Second fret, two half steps.
It's down on the fretboard.
Yeah.
But it means going up. Oh, yes, yeah. Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's the second. So, this is C sharp, so that would make this a D. So, if you were to make it minor, so if you want a major chord, then you'd play the second. You'd play the second, you'd go two half steps. If you want to make it a minor, then you go three half steps up from the root note. And then you also add the fifth. But don't worry about the fifth for right now. But those are the three notes you play to make a chord. So...
The root note, two steps up.
To make it a major.
And the fifth. Then one step up.
No. You'd only go one... You either play the second or the third. If you play the second, then that makes it a major. If you play the third, it makes it a minor.
Oh, okay.
Is it really... Is this like a complicated thing?
It is for me.
I guess I'm just so musically...
You're just inundated immersed. With it. Yes, exactly. Immersed.
What?
Immersed.
Yeah. So, like, to make a chord, you'd be like, okay... If I want to play, let's just say, a G chord that isn't, or, like I was making one up right now, we could make up a chord. We could be like, okay, G, we need a G, D, and B. So we could play G, B, and then the D would be, this is E, E flat, D.
You know,
I don't know what
to play the third note.
What, this one?
Yeah,
because it's a D.
How did you know that that was
this was an E?
Yeah,
every 12th, because it's the 12th note on the string.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I know where every note is, like, say a note.
B.
That's a B. That's a B.
G sharp.
That's a G sharp. That's actually that note, but yeah. It's just once you do it, it's not hard. Yeah.
It will not go into my head. Now I know how all those people felt who were really not couldn't get it. In school, couldn't understand math or diagramming sentences or things like that. So you played what chords did you play then?
I just did.
Mm-hmm.
All I did was. That's not what I do. What did I do? I don't even remember. I don't even remember what I did, to be honest. Is that what I was doing?
I don't think so, no. It sounded cheerier.
This is a... This is an A sharp.
Might have been that.
Oh, this is an A.
I think that's what it was. Well, you didn't go down. You went further down.
I don't even know what I was doing. Okay, so let's make another chord. Say a random note.
C.
Okay, so let's figure out the notes in a C chord. So this is a basic C chord. So this note is A. Which note is that? Going one half step up from A.
A sharp.
Yep. Next.
B.
Yep. And then what's this? Kind of tricky.
C sharp.
Just C. Because B doesn't have a sharp.
Oh.
So it just goes straight to C. It just goes from B to C.
Okay.
And that would be a C sharp. Anyway.
What else doesn't have a sharp besides
B? B and A. B and E.
B and E.
B and E.
Okay.
Yep. So that's a first note's a C root note. Usually the lowest note in the chord is usually the root note. Just a good little note. Anyway, then this is a D string, so D. D
D sharp. C.
Nope.
E.
D sharp.
D.
No, E, you said it.
Oh,
you're
E.
Just going up. Yeah, you're okay. Just going. Oh my god.
So, when is the lowest note of the chord not the root note?
I mean, it just depends what you're making. I mean,
you can do it.
I mean, you could.
It's kind of tricky.
Theoretically, just let me answer the damn questions. I mean, theoretically, you could do it, but most of the time, it's not. But it's not like people are trying not to. It just works out that way, more than it just kind of does. I don't know how to explain it exactly. So we have C. What did we say this note was? E.
D.
E.
Oh yeah, E.
Then, this is an open string, G.
G.
That's a G, and then this is a B. C, because no sharp. B, one and a half step up.
So
C,
what?
E.
What chord is that?
A C.
Huh?
A C.
Okay.
So all it is a C. Wait, so it's a C. B. Wait, shit, hold on. C.
Pretty. Play it slow again. Guitar makes amazingly beautiful sounds, doesn't it?
So, back to the C chord. C. What did we say this note was? I already forgot. D. No, E. Wait, did we say that was an E? Because I'm like, or wait, that isn't. That is an E. E. G. C. E. So all the notes are C, B, and E.
And that's a C chord.
So I gotta,
I'm beginning to get a glimmer.
So C is the root note. Then this is, well, C, D, E, F, G. So G is the fifth. And then B is not a note on the fret. Wait.
So does it actually go A, B, C, D, E, F, G?
What do you mean? What go like that?
I mean, as you come down the fretboard.
Well, it depends on what the open note is. So, like, this string is tuned to E. So when I play it no fretting, that's an E.
half step at a time, except for E.
No, everything goes a half step.
Oh. Okay, but there's no...
E sharp or B sharp. And then...
B, E sharp. B sharp.
And then on this... So really what you want to do is just forget about everything right here for a second. Just forget about everything below this two dots.
Okay.
Because this two dots are the... This... Are all the exact same notes.
Okay.
This is 12 notes down, and there are 12 notes.
Okay.
So this is like restarting all the notes over.
Okay.
Those were the exact same notes I just played. So just cut that off. But yeah, okay. So back to the C chord. So like, this is a C chord. Oh shit. C. What did we say this was? A sharp.
You don't have to memorize the chords. You can figure them out if you need to.
What do you mean memorize them?
Memorize where to put your fingers.
No, I mean I am. I do. I mean I can't just think about that fast in my head.
Oh. That's pretty
good. I mean it's really easy. I mean like when you're doing bar chords like this. Whatever this note is what chord it is. It's so like this is a. Where am I at? Seven. This is A, makes this a B, makes this a C, so I'm playing a C.
So.
No, that's not right. But.
Calling it a G chord, it doesn't depend on the string itself, but no. On what happens on the fretboard. To some extent.
Whatever the root note is.
How do you know what the root note is?
Because you just pick it.
Oh.
You like,
is there anything that can't serve as a root note?
Mm-mm.
Even sharps?
I mean, all it means is that that's the chord. So, like, if I say F sharp, that just means I'm playing an F sharp, which would be...
Well, you didn't memorize that chord. You knew how to make an F sharp.
What?
I mean, if I played guitar, I would have to say, okay, this finger's on that. No, this finger's on that string, and this finger's on this string, and that's F sharp. And
I just know where every note is.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what you're asking. I mean, I don't think about anything over here. Bar chords have the exact same frame. I mean, same, like, format. See how I'm not moving these fingers except up and down.
Okay.
All I'm doing is just figuring out what note, the lowest note I'm playing, this is. And that's what chord it is. So, like, right now, this is an A. Like, A for A, B, F sharp, F. And, like, but I just just memorized, like, or, I mean, it is just a...
Well, you're just so used to it.
Yeah, it's not that. I mean, it's, like, to me, none of this is even complicated at all. Like, this just is, like, in my brain. It's like, but anyway, back to, if we wanted to make a C, all we have to do is find a G and a B and a C.
What do you mean, find?
Just find on the fretboard a C. So, like, let's think of where a C would be.
Isn't one of these a C?
No, none of these are tuned to C.
Oh.
E-A-D.
D.
No. E.
E.
Stop. What are you doing? Why are you just saying random letters? E. Oh my god. Do you want me to like tell you the letters or not?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. E. A. D. G. B. E.
E. A.
D.
D. B. D. E.
No. E. A. D. G. B. E.
Oh.
I mean, that's not important, really.
I know.
So let's think of where C would be. So, if this is an open E, well, that's how you get harmony, by the way. You're playing two strings at the same time in the same note. That's an A. And that's an open A. Anyway, so this is May. A sharp B C. Oh my god, we found a C. Now all we need is G and a B, which we have to find somewhere here so you can, you know, actually put your fingers there. So if this is an A, that makes this a D. D. Well, if this is a D, that means D sharp. G. Holy shit, we found a G. I think I said that was a G. So now, we have two of the three notes that we need. Now all we need is a G. Oh my god, there's a G right there. And really, you could play.
And that's a G chord?
That's a C chord.
C chord.
We just made a chord. Random chord.
D.
D? Okay, well, let's play D chord real fast. So on the D chord, we have the D. We have the... what would that be? Wait, what string is this? G. G sharp. A. Okay, is that right? It is right. This would be... C sharp. Wait, B, C sharp. D as well. Duh. So we have right now D, A, C, I mean D, sorry. Shit, I'm messing myself up. D, A, D.
Yeah.
F sharp. Okay, well, this one's pretty easy. So we need D, which is right here. Okay, well, here's an F sharp, which is a chord, which is a random note we need. So we can play it here. So F sharp. And then here's an A, and here's a D. So, that one was really simple. That's a D chord, technically. That's not a good one, but it is a D chord. Let's see if we can add to this. Let's see if we can make a...
Nice.
I don't think it's right though.
What is it?
A D. Hold on. You have an F sharp. Yeah, F sharp. Yeah. Here's a. This is a chord that doesn't have a. This is an F sharp, not a D. The root note. I mean, the bass note is an F sharp. You were asking about that earlier. So sometimes it's just fun to make up random chords and make songs out of them. Like, that's what Jimi Hendrix, most of what he's doing is just making up random chords and then playing them really weird ways. And that's like Jimi Hendrix. I mean, what we're doing right now is, we're basically Jimi Hendrix right now. So, name a random note.
E.
Alright, you're gonna do this one. What note is this? Second fret on the A string. What's one fret?
One fret up?
What's one fret, yeah, up.
There's no A sharp. Oh yeah, there is an A sharp.
What is...
A sharp.
No, what is
That's one... That's half a fret.
Oh my god, Grandma, just calm down for a second. What is one fret up?
G?
No, I'm not asking you what note. Like, what is it? How much is it? Like, what's the interval?
Two half steps.
One fret up.
One, I guess.
One what?
I don't know.
Are you about to cry?
No, not really. But I am very... I just can't take it in. I don't know what you mean by one... fret up is what is what note
what well, at what interval is one half up or one step up I mean shit one fret up okay if this is an A then what note is this
B
No, we've been over this like 10 times. Why are you in so distress?
I just can't grasp it.
A sharp, it's one half step. Moving up, one half step.
One half step after A sharp would be...
I'm not asking you anything. Just think about it for a second. Stop trying to figure it out. A sharp, B. Everything's moving up one half step. Every fret is one half step.
That's well, the wouldn't interval. It be A flat?
No. A flat is not...
But then why does B come after A sharp?
What do you mean?
Oh, okay. So here's A sharp. Here's A. And B is down here.
No.
Don't even try to teach me. I can't learn.
Okay, it's just think. Just you're like so distressed and stressed out. Just stop for a second. Just stop. Look. Every single one of these frets is one half step up. So E. Well, that's a bad example. A. A sharp, B.
Oh, yeah. B okay. Sharp. Once again, I was going the wrong way with my fingers.
Yeah, I don't know what you're doing. So an E chord is this. So what's the second fret on the A string? That's second fret A string.
B?
Was that a guess?
Well, I thought A... A sharp, B.
There you go. Okay. What would be the second fret on the D string?
E.
Nope.
I don't know.
Yes, you do. You just did it. You just did it. Okay. And you just figured out that it's A sharp, B. So it's the exact same thing except for D. So go two half steps up for two frets.
Well, wouldn't it be E?
No, why would you...
D sharp E.
It would be E.
Okay.
I don't know what the hell I was thinking. It was. You were right. I don't know
why. I can't handle... Okay. 30 minutes. Potty over.
Why are you, like, so stressed out?
Well, I've always been able to learn things. Well, no, that's not true. So I couldn't learn piano either. You know, I think if you were explaining it on a piano, I might understand it a little better.
All right, I'll go get my keyboard.
No, I'm done for the night.
So you're so egotistical. Just because you can't learn it, instead of trying to learn it, you're just going to quit.
Well, I don't know. I'm not necessarily quitting. I'm going to quit for right now.
And you're quitting.
You're not going to teach me anymore if I don't go on?
You're quitting right now.
I'm a quitter.
This is a D. What, two half steps as an E? So then, okay, this is a G. So what's one? What's first fret G string?
G sharp.
Yep. So right now we have B, E, B. Wait, no. What are we? Wait, shit. God damn it. What did I say this was? B, E, G sharp. Then this is an open B and open E. So, B, G sharp, E. That's all we need to make an E chord. So, can you think of where another G sharp might be?
Twelve
up from what?
Wherever you are now.
Naturally, yeah. That actually is true. That would just be a bar chord, though. But that is actually true. Every 12 frets is the same note, but like a G sharp would be right here, because E, F, F sharp, G, G sharp. So now we need to find a B and an E. So I'll give you a hint. An E on the A string is a 7th fret. So, and then a B could be... Let's find another. What would be the closest note? D. D sharp. D.
Is that what your teacher teaches you? Your private teacher, does he teach you that?
No.
Okay, you just... What does he teach you?
We just learn music.
Oh, okay.
You are so pissed off that you can't learn
this. I'm not pissed off. Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I'm not pissed off. I'm disappointed, I guess.
In yourself? Because you can't learn music?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I am.
Maybe
I can't try hard enough because I'm so tired right now.
But what part confuses you?
All the different A's and B's and G's and, you know, it's not like, I guess A, B, C, D, E comes down this way.
From what?
From where you start.
Just forget the guitar, just think notes in general. I mean, like, literally, there's 12 notes. And, well, in Western culture anyway. Western. A sharp, B sharp. No, shit. God damn it, I'm fucking this up. A sharp, B, C sharp, D sharp, E, F sharp, G sharp, and it goes back to A. It's so funny that you're so pissed off you can't learn it.
I just feel... I guess I feel dumb.
I stand by the fact that anybody could play any instrument if they tried hard enough.
That might be true. I just don't have the energy to try right now.
Well, it is true. Confirmed.
Even if you don't have rhythm.
You can learn rhythm. I'm not saying that you'd be Jimi Hendrix if you picked up a guitar. I'm just saying that you could play it at least well. At least somewhat.
Maybe.
I've never picked up an instrument and just been completely defeated by it.
Well, that's great. You're musical.
No, anybody that would have... If anybody has the music theory knowledge I do, and the knowledge of one instrument, they could pick up any string instrument and play it. It's not about me personally.
Even though...
Cello?
Bowed instrument?
Yeah. You can pick bow instruments, and bowing isn't that hard.
Have you learned bow yet, pretty much?
I know how to bow, yeah. Like cellos and stuff.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna go make some chili.
We haven't even got into sevenths.
Seventh? What's seventh? What do you mean seventh?
Here's an A7. It's everything that we just learned, but you're adding one more note. The seventh.
Oh, yeah.
Then there's ninths.
Oh.
And twelfths. And elevenths.
Well, that'll have to be another lesson.
Oh, no, you're never going to learn that. You would die. I mean, I'm never teaching you that. This is the I'm done with teaching music theory. You're too stupid. Final words? Any final words?
Be nice to dumb people.
God.
I know, I'm a dumb person.
What? You have, like... Okay.